The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
This ball well hit to right field. Long run for Reddick, and it is gone! Two-run, home run, the DH! Nolan Arenado and the Rockies are in front.
That sound brought to you by AT&T Sportsnet, and I'm telling you what, these Rockies, they just flat won't go away, and it gives me great hope because the bigger the series, the bigger the pitching matchup, the more pressure that seems to be on these guys, they just seem to perform. Can they do this against the bad teams? That would be my question. Do they breathe a sigh of relief? But they keep impressing me. They have resiliency. I'm telling you what, Troy, this has been, it's just been an amazing run since about 3 weeks before the All-Star break. Just an amazing run.
Well, here's where they deserve credit. They said on the broadcast last night they've played 41 consecutive games against teams of 500 or better, an MLB record. In the history of baseball, nobody's had that kind of stretch.
41 straight of 500 or better opponents.
Yeah.
Really?
So it's been a relentless wood chipper of a schedule, and they're surviving it. They've come out. I mean, it nearly took them down in that St. Louis-Milwaukee road trip.
I thought that was the end. I really did.
And
honestly,
it still might haunt them, those three games. But they are showing the resolve to come out the other side of this thing because the schedule just doesn't let up. I mean, tonight they got Gerrit Cole.
Right.
You know, you get through Verlander, and hello, you wake up, and you get Gerrit Cole. And then you go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
A team that's probably the most surprising team in baseball this season. But give Herman Marquez credit. He set the tone, Mark. Like, on the road this year, he's 6-3. He's got a 200 batting average against. His curveball last night was legit.
His batting average for versus his batting average against, right? 200 against, and he's got to be... He's got to be hitting over 300. I mean, I know he's hitting over 300 on the season, right? But on the road? I mean, the guy's absolutely been amazing.
Think of this. They won a game last night where he wasn't in the lineup as a hitter. They're rolling out Walters and Valleca, who are both in the 150 range. Now, Tony had one big hit, but essentially you have two outs in the lineup. Nolan's DHing, not playing third. All Marquez does is put his foot down and stymie the Astros. Big win for the Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies have leapfrogged the L.A. Dodgers. They're one game behind Arizona right now, 6-4 in the last 10. I tell you what, things are trending up to win this division for the first time in a quarter of a century. Next on the Morning Brew.
Okay, let's go. Take it all off.
You got it.
Just a little off the side, please.
You bet.
You can do that?
Sure. This ain't the Army, you know.
Police Academy. Nothing better than stupidest 80s cheesy movies, as we talked about with Quantum Leap, which I've never seen. But the Broncos, and again, this is just going to be Captain Buzzkill, and I'm old and I'm cranky, but I just think there's a time and place. And the Broncos did the rookie haircuts yesterday. We never did rookie haircuts when I was playing, but, you know, that's the thing now. So apparently,
stay off my lawn.
You know, we got to be millennials and have a lot of fun with the rookie haircuts. Even when we roll out on Saturday night and lay an egg against the Minnesota Vikings, don't show up, start slow, and don't play. But you know what? I guess if you rookie haircuts, that's more important than actually the way you play on a football field. So good for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. And these are the issues that I, as an old curmudgeon, have. And I hope you guys play better on Saturday, because right now, if you don't play better on Saturday, I'm just going to light you up on Monday morning. I can't wait.
You're a lot of fun at parties. I can imagine you walk into a rave and you're like, no. Throw on Stairway to Heaven. Let's change the mood around here.
No.
I want something depressing.
No.
The Smith's Unhappy Birthday.
No. I walk in, I want a little Wham. George Michael.
Oh, my
Wham.
God. Please stop with the Wham.
Jitterbug, yeah. You walk into the rave, it's Jitterbug,
now,
baby.
And I'll relate it back to Wham. I believe the rookie haircut thing is a little played out at this point. I think they should make them style their hair. So feather it like 70s style.
Mm.
Maybe you do an old school mullet. I think the choppy looks like you lost the fight with a wood eater thing is kind of played out now. And I get it. The guys have fun with it. But I think they should have to wear, like, 70s feathered hair, maybe a perm.
Do they do the rookie talent show?
They do. Okay. And that was supposed to depend on how badly your hair got cut. Bradley Chubb sang, I think it was like Can't Stop the Rain. He did well. Sutton did well singing. Isaac Yiadom did well. A lot of rookies did not, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And if you had long hair, people will ask, like Philip Lindsay, he had his eyebrows shaved, like Bob Geldof in Clockwork Orange. So he has no eyebrows right now.
No
but
eyebrows.
But he was able to keep his afro. So
we could pencil in his eyebrows like Yeah from the internship or whatever it was. Next on The Morning Brew.
I think he's telling me the truth. He knows if he's lying to me, then I'm done. Everybody gets one mulligan, and it better be a mulligan where you're telling the truth. Then I got your back. If you're not, I'm done with you. Because it's too hard trying to do what we're trying to do and have all the other going on, too.
That is Hugh Jackson talking about Antonio Callaway, who, you know, made him, what was the whole deal about Antonio Callaway? He got pulled over. He got
3 a.m. pulled over outside of Cleveland for he had a suspended license. They said they detected an odor of marijuana. They confiscated, based on what Callaway said last night on the show, a roach clip. He didn't tell the team, so they found out via news, the way it was portrayed in Hard Knocks, via breaking news,
right,
is how they found out. And he was holding in the secret at practice. You could tell he wanted to say something,
right,
but he was afraid because he's been in trouble a million times at Florida. That's the reason he wasn't a first or second round draft pick. But their punishment to him was to play him the entire preseason game every play.
Yeah, that's, which is like, hey, we're going to make you go double recess as first off, obviously you make decisions like a child anyhow, but now we're going to give you extra recess. That doesn't make any sense to me. By the way, I did tease the beer thing. Did you see that Budweiser put these in like 10 different bars? They put these beer fridges, and they've got them locked and chained. And when the Cleveland Browns win their first game, they're going to open up the chains, and the patrons of that particular establishment will get free beer. So I personally think that beer is safe. I think it's safe.
You don't think you're going to win a game?
No, they'll win a game, but I think it's safe for the first month of the season anyhow.
That could be. Their schedule's not kind early. They're going to win. My guess is 3 to 4 games that they're going to win. Jackson won't survive. He'll be fired after the season. I'll say this. I watched Hard Knocks last night, a better episode. It's better when there's games.
I have not watched it. I'm looking forward to watching it, and obviously they replay them several times, so I will watch it here in the very near future. Next on The Morning Brew.
Corey. What's happening, Sportsman?
Yeah, why am I running second team?
What did you say?
Why am I running second team?
Crazy. Well, you get tired in it, go ask Ty.
Yeah, then like, if you don't want me to play, why won't y'all just trade me?
Uh-oh. Another why. Corey Coleman, same draft class, same...
Why?
If you guys don't want me, right, you just trade me. Okay. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. I mean, Lord have mercy.
Call the whambulance. Wah, wah. I mean, it was so just such a lack of self-awareness. Why am I playing second team? And they literally show like 45 seconds of clips of him not running the right route and dropping passes and Haley screaming at him.
Right.
You got to do better. You got to do better. And then he's arguing with Haley on the sideline. He's like, that ball would hit you in the chest. No, it wouldn't have. No, it wouldn't have. He was like a little kid. I mean, you could see why they moved on from him. I mean, and again, talent is one thing in that league, but you have to have the cerebral piece at well at some point.
Well, you know what you have to have? You have to be your own worst critic. And if you're not your own worst critic, you're not going to grow. I mean, that's a free piece of advice for any walk of life. Like, if you're the guy that is the victim, you play the victim, oh, my goodness. Like, look at yourself. Look at yourself. And for Paxton Lynch, don't play the victim, man. Look at yourself critically. Corey Coleman, look at yourself critically, and you'll know exactly why the things happen to you the way they happen to you. That's just a fact. You are where you are in your life because of the decisions you made. End of story. Hey, Troy, no Lions, no Tigers, but Bears. Oh, yeah.